I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. What does it mean to glorify God? What's the purpose of it all? And how can I give him something that he already has? Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. There are two actions in which the believer should be taking. One is to praise and give God glory because of who he is and through his greatness. It's what's due to him. Number two, we are to bring an offering of obedience and submission in our worship to him. To glorify God means to praise him for his attributes such as his holiness, his faithfulness, and his loving kindness. Well, the purpose of it all is to glorify God by being a direct reflection of him. Jesus Christ glorified God by his obedience through the death that he gave his life for us. He lifted his head up to the heavens and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you. So asking this question, how was God and Jesus glorified? Well, the answer is this, by us receiving eternal life. This is all summed up in the glory of man's salvation and the receiving of eternal life. Jesus had finished the work that God had sent him here to do, and in doing so, he glorified God while here on earth. So just as Jesus Christ was obedient to God the Father, we also glorify God through our obedience. Now there's a story of a man on a battlefield, and he was given a message by his commander to take back the headquarters. In order for him to get back, he had to go through enemy lines. The success of the mission depended on him doing what he was ordered to do. It didn't matter that he captured a few enemy officers along the way and had also taken out a few of their machine gun nests, because that wasn't his mission. His mission was to deliver the message to headquarters. He did that and he was successful, and his entire battalion was saved. Jesus had a mission with a purpose, and that purpose was to save the world from sin and death. God created each of us for a purpose with a particular mission planned out. We were called, justified, and predestined for what he has for us. So just as Jesus was obedient to the Father, we too are required to be obedient as well. Obedience requires us to die daily to ourselves, to give up what we think we want and do what God has for us. We were created for his glory, and that is the chief end for man, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So you may say, if I was created to glorify God and reflect his character, how do I go about doing all this? That seems a bit much. Well, our duties as Christians is to spread the message of the gospel. Before he left, Jesus told the disciples to go forth and spread the message clear across the world, to bear fruit through the power of his word. Now due to sin, we have been somewhat distorted and thrown off track, and because of that, we are unable to glorify God under our own strength and power. We were originally created without sin, upright to do good, but when Adam and Eve failed, then that caused their corrupt nature to be passed on to all of us. Because of that, we were all separated from God, and sin quenches the Holy Spirit, and that causes spiritual death. But God had a plan from day one that included salvation for all mankind and deliverance through Jesus Christ. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. You, me, all of us, Christ paid the price. Jesus Christ is the hope that brings us back into the glory of God. God created us for his glory, and it can be said that man glorifies God because through man, God's glory can be seen in such things such as love, music, and other things that belong to God. We are his vessels which contain his glory, and Jesus Christ is the key. Think of this. Jesus is like that spring-loaded case on a measuring tape. You can pull it out only so far, and no matter how far you pull it out, it stays connected to the spool inside. When you're finished using that measuring tape, you let it go and it goes right back into its base. That is where it abides. We abide in Christ the same way. We stay connected to him. We're connected to the Father, thus we bring glory unto him. So again, we're created in the very image and likeness of God. He is glory, and we're glorified by him through Jesus Christ. God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and the assurance of it all is that it would all be fulfilled. Jesus loves us with his arms stretched out wide on that cross, and there's no greater love than that. If we just come to understand how much he loves us, we will love him. And if we will love him, then we will obey him. And if we obey him, we will abide in him and bear fruit. And if we bear fruit, we bring glory to God doing what we were created to do. And if we do what we're created to do, then we will be a success. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Walk in the glory of God and watch things happen for your good. One love, 5 minutes.